John, thanks so much for dropping by. What does an honor like this mean to you?
It means a lot. First of all, thanks for having me.
You got it.
Yeah, it means a lot with all the great golfers that have come through Lansing before in the history of it. So I'm just honored to be a part of it now.
What do you think allowed you to flourish and find the success that you did? You know, we're talking, you know, 15 plus years ago. Like, what was really the the recipe for success for you to find success at the high school state level?
I think it was mainly good competition, good people to compete with growing up, and like learning the game that way. Like I had the Nick and Alex Park were at Lansing a few years ahead of me. The Esposito brothers were there. My best friend, Ed Herzog, who was still a really good player, he was there. We would compete every day, and we still do. But also, you know, good coaching. Like, I grew up taking lessons from Matt Bonn at Cornell. Dan Wood helped me out. He was a older golfer, but in the Ithaca area, well known. Steve Torrent down at Newman. I would go down there and play on the weekends and compete, play at Cornell, Skins games. So all that combined, it was, golf was a lot bigger than it is now in Ithaca, it seems.
You just threw a lot of very recognizable names, people who were mentors or coaches for you. But I'm wondering if you have any memory of what really inspired you to play the game of golf. What inspired your love for it and to pick up the clubs for the very first time? Do you have any idea? Do you remember any of that?
Yeah, it's, I remember watching, you know, I would watch, I think on TV, you know, like 9 and 10. So I picked it up with some wiffle balls in the backyard, and but then I stopped for a year or two, and then I kind of picked it up again for some reason, and when I was maybe 12, and I don't know, I was playing all the sports, baseball, soccer, but they were too boring, or baseball was too boring for me. I like soccer, but I don't know, golf just, once I got hooked on it, I just loved it.
It just stuck. That's awesome. We're with John Duthie here on BTL. He will be inducted into the Lansing Athletics Hall of Fame this weekend, part of the class of 2022. John, obviously a standout golfer during his playing days at Lansing High School. What do you remember most about the two state championships that you won?
I was just talking with my coach, John Cotmo, the other day about, he remembers me. I had like a 1 or 2 foot putt to win. I don't remember at the time, but I putted in with one hand. He'll never forget that. Never lets me forget that. But I remember maybe the second one. I was in a playoff. I just remember Matt, the head pro, he was on the tee, and I was playing against this kid, Matt Jay, who came and played at Cornell the next year. Mm-hmm. And we were in a playoff for the championship. And I just remember I was in such a zone. There were so many people around, and, you know, Matt had grown up there, and, you know, he's on the tee explaining the rules and everything. And, it was pretty cool. I'll never forget that.
That's cool.
I could tell in his eyes, you know, he kind of wanted me to win, but, you know, this kid's coming in to play at Cornell, so it was kind of in between.
That's neat. And, you know, the state tournament and the championships for high school golf has been held within this area a number of times. And, you know, there's been a few times I've popped over for, let's say, the final round, and there is usually a decent crowd of people and fans kind of gather to watch, you know, some of the golfers on the 18th hole, or, you know, just walking along and following along with the action. So how cool was it for you as a high schooler back then to probably see people who were interested in every single shot you took and just really engaged with what you were doing out there on the course?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the most, that's what made it fun.
Yeah.
I think it was just people that really cared about golf. Like, they made it seem like it was, you know, important and a big deal. So it was, you know, it's always very exciting, you know, to play in that kind of an atmosphere.
Yeah, I'd believe it. John Duthy with us here on VTL, being inducted into the Lansing Athletics Hall of Fame this weekend. You've got a great class that you're being inducted with, a baseball team from some time ago, Kyle Dake, who obviously everybody knows around here, and Stuart Dean was, you know, just a staple to Lansing Athletics for a really, really long time. So from that standpoint, what's that like to be a part of, you know, this good group of people who are being inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, it's a great group. I knew Coach Dean when he was my gym teacher when I was at Lansing, and he was great. It was always a lot of fun. And Kyle, who doesn't remember Kyle, with all the success he's had, and he's still doing great things. So, you know, he's a national world well-known now, so yeah. Very exciting.
That's great, and you're still doing it too. I mean, like we said to begin here, you know, part of the PGA Tour Canada and everything like that, and this may be a crazy question, but is there anything from your high school playing days that you kind of still carry with you now that you're playing up at the Tour in Canada?
You think back on, like, being successful at kind of a young age helps. So you think,
yeah,
like how you thought in certain situations. I think back on it, you know, a decent amount, and use little pieces or things I used to do. I probably still do a lot of routines and, you know, rituals before, during, when I'm playing, stuff like that. Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to about the induction coming up here?
Oh, just seeing the other inductees and the people, old friends, just the whole night and what it will be, you know, what it will be about.
That's awesome. Well, John, we really appreciate a couple of minutes here on this Monday. Thanks so much for stopping by. Congratulations on this honor, too. Seriously, so much to be proud of, and
yeah,
and keep it up. You've had a great career, and looking forward to seeing where the road takes you here over these next couple of years, okay?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, and great talking to you.